Back in March, Diane Britton's downstairs neighbor helped her move a refrigerator into her new apartment in South Buffalo. Her best friend was visiting at the time and helped too. Then they found out that the neighbor had come down with COVID-19.
It was a given. The two of us were about to experience what the virus was like, and that had its own scariness to it.
Britton is a community organizer at the Coalition for Economic Justice, a Buffalo organization with the motto, "Kicking Ass for the Working Class." The same week as the fridge move-in, she'd been driving a van full of about 10 people to Albany when four lawmakers canceled their meetings with the group as the state capitol started to shut down because of the virus. So, when she found out about her neighbor, she says she was more nervous about the other people she might have exposed rather than herself.
It's like that quick thinking of like, okay, where have I been and who have I been around? And the responsible thing to do is to reach out and let all of these people know.
After those difficult phone calls were made, Britton, who's 46, says she and her friend had settled in for what they expected to be nothing worse than the normal flu. But the virus had other plans.
It was like every day was a new symptom. And it was, there was definitely a few days in there where I wasn't sure that I wasn't going to die.
The simple act of breathing, especially, became dangerously difficult.
I remember sitting in the living room just like having trouble catching my breath. And then I went to go to the bathroom, which is like not that far from the living room, and feeling like I was going to pass out by the time I got there. And I just could not catch my breath for the life of me. And to think that I was going to go out by not being able to breathe.
Britton also dealt with bouts of blurry vision, joint pain, and the ever-present exhaustion that many survivors describe. Steve-O Johnson, Darren Lisicki, and Michael O'Connor are all between 43 and 50 years old.
I was so tired to the point that I couldn't even lift my hand or head off the pillow.
We literally laid in bed for mostly the whole mid-March all the way through the end of April.
I'm grateful to be alive now, but I'm also in like a constant state of pain and fatigue.
Johnson is the owner of Matty Ross, a custom leather apparel shop in Buffalo's Elmwood Village. Like Britton, he says there were days when he thought he might not make it.
You like have all these different emotions, and the first emotion you have is like, am I gonna die?
But Johnson says faith helped him get through the fear.
There was something that was inward inside of me that kept pushing me. There was like that spirit of God that said, okay, you gotta get up, you gotta fight.
O'Connor, from Kenmore, is a nurse at the Niagara Rehabilitation and Nursing Center. His symptoms started on a Sunday, and by Friday, he was intubated and put on a ventilator. The machine kept him alive for 25 days. But O'Connor says it was actually his family who struggled the most while he was in the hospital.
I mean, my wife with the two babies, you know, like, they're the ones who suffered. I didn't really know how bad it was until I woke up and they took me off the vent.
O'Connor and Johnson also say the virus tested their mental as well as physical health.
It was mentally frustrating and exhausting because you have something that is new to your body, it's foreign to you. And, you know, you don't know what the outcome is going to be. And I think the biggest thing of it was that the anxiety was building when it gets to the point where you cannot breathe.
There's definitely some depression. There's definitely, you know, it's a psychological toll it takes on you.
Some survivors are also coping with major lasting complications, like heart problems. Lisicki of Williamsville is director of employment services at a learning center for children with disabilities.
Every day feels like, or every heartbeat could be my last one, and that takes a toll.
Lisicki's road to recovery has already been about 5 months long. That's why he's urging fellow Western New Yorkers to take the continued threat of the virus seriously.
As long as everybody adheres to the rules of reopening, I'm confident that it's okay. I do feel that a lot of people don't feel like that, and I'm nervous that these huge gatherings are going to create another major second wave.
Similarly, Britton says she's felt torn about her role organizing protests for racial justice this summer. Still, she's hoping that we all come out stronger on the other side of both the pandemic and systemic racism.
I hope that this brings people closer together, even though we've been quarantined, and that I hope the fight for equality continues as much as it's been.
Most importantly, Britton says, we have to keep fighting for each other. For WBFO's The Toll, I'm Madison Rufo.